Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Tweet at Drive Time RTÉ.
Pop star Lizzo is being sued by three of her former dancers over claims including sexual harassment and creating a hostile work environment. The legal action includes accusations of sexual, religious and racial harassment, discrimination, assault and false imprisonment. For more on this, I'm joined by Harriet Alexander, who's senior online reporter with the Daily Mail in the US. Harriet, you're very welcome to the programme. There's an awful lot in this. What's it all about?
So essentially, it's these three former dancers who are accusing her and her team, her dance captain, of creating a sexually charged and uncomfortable work environment where harassment was so severe or pervasive that it essentially made their job intolerable. It also centres on an incident which apparently took place in an Amsterdam nightclub in February while they were all on tour, where the dancers felt pressured to attend this show after their performance and were forced to touch one of the nude performers' breasts while at this nightclub.
Some of the allegations, as you described them there, are quite shocking. Allegations as well of the singer fat-shaming people.
Right, and that's something that I think has really caught people's attention, because Lizzo, as you know, is somebody who's sort of an icon of body positivity, as it's termed. And actually, two of the three dancers were recruited through her reality TV show, which was designed to search for plus-size dancers to join her team. Lizzo is accused of making comments about their weight and of yelling and cursing at them and of being very outspoken about their weight gain.
And accused of racial discrimination as well.
That's right. Yes, that's right. It's something that the singer herself has not commented on, neither has her management group. But it certainly paints a picture of a very unpleasant work environment. And these three are no longer working with her.
The shock continues as well, if you're to believe the allegations. They haven't been proven yet, of course, but they say that they were accused of being lazy, unprofessional and having bad attitudes. And that these tropes, they say, are often used to disparage and discourage black women, and that other dancers were not treated like this. I mean, if this is borne out, it is likely to damage the reputation of Lizzo.
It really is, yes, because she's made a huge part of her brand, as it were, of being somebody who is welcoming and is body positive and non-judgmental, as well as, of course, Lizzo having an incredible talent herself. But yes, it's incredibly damaging to her brand, because she's not just known for her voice and for her flute playing. It's also for everything that goes around her. And she's got all sorts of merchandising and sidelines and, of course, as they do, that build on this. So yes, it's very harmful to her, but I suspect it's the type of case that may well be settled out of court.
Possibly. And there has been no comment, as I gather it, Harriet, from Lizzo or her management team as of yet. Innocent until proven guilty, of course, so this may all be disproved. But her track record up until now, and as I say, that the initial rule of thumb that she's innocent until proven guilty means that they will have to, if it goes to court, prove all of this, and this will be extremely high profile.
Indeed, yes, it will. I would imagine it's something that her management company really, really doesn't want hauling through the courts. But we will see. I mean, I suspect, and we haven't heard yet from her side, but I suspect they would argue that it's disgruntled former employees. That's usually the line, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But all three of them are no longer working with her. One was fired after a workplace confrontation with Lizzo. Another was fired for recording a meeting with Lizzo. And she said that she recorded the meeting so that she could review it for feedback about a performance. But Lizzo obviously took issue with that. And then the third one resigned because of the firing of her. Okay. So it's all quite unpleasant.
So
for sure.
Who knows where this will go, but it's making headlines worldwide already. Harriet Alexander, senior online reporter with the Daily Mail in the US. Thank you very much indeed.